great, Sean, and yourself?
Doing fantastic. Thanks for joining me on the Windspeaker Radio Network. I truly appreciate it. Let's give the Wood Buffalo Food Bank a hand. Let's do it that way, too. Before we get into your call for volunteers, I want to talk about the dramatic increase you've probably had up there, because I know food banks right across the country have seen a massive increase in families needing a little bit of help.
Yeah, absolutely we have. So with all the inflation that's been going on, I know that everyone's really feeling it, but especially the people that were a little bit lower on that poverty line, for anyone that was on a fixed income. So if you think about your seniors or your students, they don't get an increase of student loans just because everything else has increased.
So, well, yeah, and you look at the cost of rent these days and insurance costs, heating costs, everything costs more. So when you toss food into the mix, my gosh, what a struggle.
Absolutely. And I mean, food, shelter, those are all just basic human necessities. So it's really unfair that some people are having to choose between paying a bill and feeding their families.
And I find a lot of the families that are coming to see food banks, these are working families that just aren't necessarily making enough.
Absolutely. One of the families that we had, you know, they had a home, they had vehicles, they had all of these. And then one of the members of the family was laid off. And all of a sudden, they found themselves in a situation where they couldn't purchase their groceries. They had a sick child and they were going back and forth to Edmonton. You know, they're in a situation where they just couldn't afford what was happening. So that's when we were able to step in and really assist them.
God, can you imagine making that drive from Fort McMurray to Edmonton with gas prices the way they are, trying to feed a family, no job? Like, oh my gosh, the mental health aspect of all of it too, right?
Absolutely. You can definitely, as you see people come in, you can almost feel the sense of relief that they have as they are able to leave.
And you guys have a big spring food drive happening this weekend, and you need volunteers. Let's get you some. What's going on?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have two food drives a year. So we have our first food drive in the fall, and typically that food will last us until this upcoming spring food drive. And then the spring food drive lasts us until the fall food drive. So this food drive is so incredibly important to be able to serve the families of Fort McMurray for the next 6 months. So we have at all of our local grocery stores, including Walmart, Anzac, and Superstore, we're going to have trucks parked outside with volunteers at each of the trucks handing out lists and bags to the people that are going in. And then the people that go in do their quick shop. They come out and they deposit the food on the truck, and then the food all directly comes to us. So it's one of our largest events that we have basically annually. So we're really needing volunteers to come out and sign up to stand outside these trucks. Honestly, without the volunteers, we can't go forward with our spring food drive. We're going to have to pull trucks, we're going to lose out on that extra food, and we're really going to struggle moving forward.
And you know what? When it comes to volunteering, nothing feels better than spreading a little kindness. And this is a great way to do it. So if you want to sign up, is it woodbuffalofoodbank.com?
Yeah. So if you can go to woodbuffalofoodbank.com, or you can also go to our Facebook page, which is, again, Wood Buffalo Food Bank. Right on there, you should be able to, one of the very first posts is going to have the sign up link. You click the sign up link, and you are going to see all of the available shifts. We are really needing volunteers, especially for this upcoming Sunday shift. I don't think we have anyone really signed up for it yet. So we're a little bit of desperate times right now.
Okay, so if you have no plans for this coming Sunday, again, swing by the website, woodbuffalofoodbank.com, or find them on Facebook, Wood Buffalo Food Bank. Spread a little kindness this coming Sunday.
Yeah.
Michelle, thank you so much for coming on the show this morning. Fingers crossed we find you the volunteers you need.
Thank you so much, Sean.